Hi there, welcome to another episode of the Miami Comedy Podcast. It's good to be back once again. Manny Garavito, your host here. Who else would it be? Why did I take a mini break here? Well, a couple of things happened. I think the last one I did was during the Super Bowl weekend here in Miami. And a little after that, I went to Los Angeles to work on a project, meet up with some friends, and go through a business seminar to level up. Every once in a while, we got to upgrade. You know, there's a thing called change that happens, and I had a calling for it. Took a business seminar, implemented a couple of things, and then I took another week off because I went over to New Orleans. Oh, get this. I went to New Orleans during Mardi Gras, kind of for like a vacation, and I never knew I had it in me, but I didn't drink one drop of alcohol. That's when I knew I have the willpower to guide my life. What a double whammy, huh? You go to a business seminar, you get all amped up and motivated, thinking that you're going to make a difference in your business. And then you go to Mardi Gras, stone sober. Everybody's drinking around you at Mardi Gras. And you have, well, I should say, I had the discipline to say no to drinks. Was it hard? Oh, yes. A lot of people were having fun. And one of the worst things that people will tell you when they go through a phase of sobriety is you don't need to drink alcohol to have a good time. And let me just tell you, that's absolutely false. Everybody was having a better time than I was. Have you ever been to Mardi Gras? It's kind of like you're in a Where's Waldo book. Everyone is there to drink and to have a great time. And believe me when I tell you, every single nook and cranny of the French Quarter, which is the area that Bourbon Street is in New Orleans, was having an amazing time. And all I had to do was just look in any direction and you could see it. You could see it in their face. They're just lit with excitement and a mischievous look to their face that just, they just want to do stuff. What? I don't know, but they're going to do stuff. And I saw the most random things. Like, first of all, the outfit, it's kind of like Halloween, but outside of October. I didn't see much floats. I did wake up one morning and I saw a couple of them going by the street, but it wasn't as big as I thought they would be. Besides, I think that the people drunk in the streets were a lot better. They're way more entertaining than the floats because people were already drinking at 10 in the morning. And believe me when I tell you that the drinks that they serve in New Orleans, it's some of the hardest drinks that you've ever, not that I would know of, but from what I read, there's a drink that I saw advertised everywhere called New Orleans Own Hand Grenade, and it's from a bar called the Tropical Isle. I think they trademarked it, and I wanted to see what was in it because they said it was kind of like a secret or something like that, or maybe that the fact that the ingredients or the combination of ingredients were trademarked since like 1986 or something. I don't know. I try to get into the history as much as I can, and this is what I realized about that drink. It's 190% grain alcohol, and it's 190% proof. Can you believe that? 190, what is it, points, percent, whatever. All I know is that it'll get you lit. Everybody in the streets was drinking this thing. I was curious, right? But, like I said, sober, didn't drink anything. Okay, but from what I saw, everything around Mardi Gras was amazing. And I kind of felt it. I felt it. You know, if I were to be drinking, I would actually consider going back to Mardi Gras on one of my years of no longer being sober. Just to experience it. Hell, it'd probably be cheap to go back. You won't need a hotel since you'll be sleeping on Bourbon Street. I saw people in the streets asleep, just in the middle of the street. Bourbon Street is so much fun because there's bars and restaurants and tourists and locals. And wow, just to describe it and to see all these people just enjoying the company of each other as a unit. It was something I've never experienced in my whole life, to see people like in this vibe or in this groove, just sharing you know, these memories or lack thereof from drinking. But yeah, I'd go back. Did I see some breasts? Yes, it's true. The ladies do show breasts for beads, depending if your timing is right. And I think New Orleans is a good place for that to occur. Anywhere else, there would be confetti and waivers of consent papers all over the floor. And only women apparently can show body parts, because I'm pretty sure that if a guy exposed himself for beads, he's going to jail, right? Am I right? No one's going to throw beads at your dick. But when you're up in a balcony, get this, I was in a fancy restaurant having a nice little Creole-infused dinner. And I gotta admit, that's way better than going to a strip club to see the ladies getting topless while you're having a nice steak and a bucket of crawfish. You just look down and there they are, just waving for beads. And the people that were there, they had, I don't know, like pockets full of them. They were just throwing it out. It was just getting flashbacks of just how crazy it really got. Apparently, it lasts for like a whole month. I was there on the final two days of Mardi Gras. I was there on the final 2 days. And I think the final day is called Fat Tuesday. And then the day after was Ash Wednesday. And I think there might be like some cult, some cult thing going on to it. Or what else do they call it? Like pagan? Had like a little pagan thing to it. Because I tried to get into the history of New Orleans and Mardi Gras. Apparently, New Orleans is a city that's well known for the history and voodoo. One of a couple of museums there in New Orleans. Two voodoo museums. And, you know, the religion is pretty fascinating, to say the least. I mean, the little idols and the voodoo dolls and the paintings. And it's very foreign to me. Never really dabbled in that stuff. But to be surrounded by it and by a culture that has a history with voodoo is interesting. I also went to a very weird museum called the Museum of Death or something like that. And I don't know if you've ever experimented with watching like Faces of Death videos, but that it's got that vibe where they talk about serial. Well, you walk in and there's exhibitions about serial killers, and there's exhibitions about Dr. Kevorkian, and there's skulls and authentic shrunken heads and stuffed animals. It's just, it was kind of weird, but to be honest, very refreshing. Never really been to anything like that. Very gory, too. There's some areas in that museum that were extremely bloody and gruesome. And in the back, they had this screening of videos of, what do you call them? What's the word when people are dying on camera? There's a name for it, but I can't quite recall it. And the irony of the whole thing was that while they were playing these videos in the back room, they were playing like this goofy jazz or like Benny Hill music. Oh, snuff. That's the word I'm looking for. Snuff videos. There were snuff videos in the back, and they were playing like goofy music. And all right, I was it was odd. I've never seen that. But it's funny the way they did it. It's kind of like just so you don't become too disgusted by the attempt of showing you death on video that they played that music. Anyways, I also went to the World War II Museum, which was amazing. Arsenals of Democracy was awesome. Like there was this wing there where the museum showcased the kind of weapons and artillery that were used during World War II, as well as short little mini documentaries of the heroism that was involved. And I just gotta admit, everything about New Orleans I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed everything about New Orleans. It was so much fun. And just to see so much diversity. The level of black and white people hanging out together is unmatched in my experience anywhere in any other area. You think Miami's a melting pot? Wait till you go to New Orleans. There's Haitian, Creole, Japanese, white people, lots of white people, lots of black folks all coming together, just having a good time and just talking in the streets. And I mean, I saw an old white dude, like the kind of white dudes that like has like, you know, the kind of life that wouldn't come anywhere near a black person in New Orleans. And to see a lady, a black lady from New Orleans talking to this guy and carrying a conversation in a way that was sincere and authentic. And it, as I was walking by this duo, like I just was so shocked by it. I've never seen anything like it where, you know, two people from two extreme cultures just came together and I don't know, the communication was just so real. Anyways, I had a good time. I really enjoyed it. It's going to be back in Miami, though. It's going to be back doing this podcast and catching up with you and sharing. Let's get into the announcements real quick. So the Sunset Yard on Saturday nights have really been blowing up. I want to thank all the people at La Pizza for having this venue right next door. The events there have been amazing. I landed just Saturday, 2 o'clock. Took a quick nap because I was jet lagged. Drove over to Sunset Yard, and it was slammed. Standing room only. Comedians working out, doing their thing. And this month, the month of March, now that we're almost in... is it spring yet? Are we in spring? I think it's in March, right? Yeah. You know, this new season coming upon us, a lot of good things are coming. We're going to work on something called the March Madness competition, where people, comedians here in Miami are going to be going through like a little competitiveness phase in our comedy show. So I'm getting a final headcount on how many participants are involved. And this is going to be by far one of the fairest competitions that has ever been done in Miami in terms of comedy, because there's no eligibility. Anyone can join, and we won't get judges only to choose who the winners are. The audience will choose the winners, and there'll be multiple events rather than just one main event. I think this way we can get kind of get like those variables coming in, those wild cards, and have different winners every single time, and just make it completely. How would I say? Just make it so that it's not obvious who's gonna win. For lack of a better term, not to make the competition too obvious, because there's some competitions here in Miami that I look at the last three and I just know who's going to win. It's obvious. However, if we do like a March Madness style, where it's like a bracket style competition and people got to work their way to the finals, those variables can sneak in, you know, all the dynamics of that. So make sure you keep an eye out for the March Madness Miami Comedy Competition. I'll be announcing a lot of hard details real soon, such as dates, venues, tickets, prizes, you name it. It's all coming together shortly. Just keep your eye out for it. Mondays at Red Bar, we got a brand new stage. I got a brand new spotlight. Sweet Caroline's also popping off. Starts now at 8 o'clock. We're starting the open mic early at 8, and then we're going to do the main show at 9. Then we've got Grails Wynwood. Oh, that's right. A brand new comedy night has emerged from Tuesdays. So we got two shows on Tuesday. We got Sweet Caroline and we got Grails and Wynwood. Now, Grails and Wynwood is this new spot. It's kind of like a sneaker sports bar. But right outside, there's this really nice seating area with a wall that we can perform in. We did two shows so far. Both have been great turnouts, and it's just amazing. So make sure you keep an eye out as well for Grails Wynwood Comedy Night, Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock. So Tuesdays kind of works like this. 8 o'clock, we start at Sweet Caroline. We do the open mic. Then we start to showcase at 9. Then once the Grails showcase is over, we're going to do the open mic there, probably around 10:30, 11 o'clock until the end of the show. So that's good to know that we're able to do two shows in one night, hopefully more in the near future, thanks to all the people out there that are supporting live stand-up comedy. Barter Comedy Night now is free for those that RSVP and arrive before 9. After 9 o'clock is a $10 admission fee. And when you get inside, it's a two-drink minimum. But get this. We're setting it up. We're positioning just right to start bringing in some headliners, okay? So if you want to see some headlining comedians coming down and performing, especially in a popular area like Wynwood, Barter Comedy Night is going to be the place to go. Starting off with April 1st, the very funny Caleb Stewart from Washington, D.C. will be gracing the stage at Barter on April 1st, April Fool's Day. Very funny dude, very talented, was featured on Comedy Central stand-up, and I can't wait to showcase him here in Miami for all the people that love to laugh. So if you want to get some Washington, D.C. comedy, if you want to experience that, Wednesday, April 1st. We also have, of course, the Joke Off. We've got the Roast Comedy Competition, and we've got showcases in the month of March. So make your RSVPs in advance and arrive before 9 so you can get in for free. Thursday nights is popping. One of the fastest rooms that I've ever built and grew. To be honest, I really don't know how. Maybe it's because the word of mouth or how amazing the venue is because it's an outdoor venue. It just doesn't fail to deliver. Thursday nights at Mr. Wright's Gold Digger Saloon has always been amazing since we picked it up on Thursday. That's free to attend. Just make your reservations in advance. Arrive before 9 o'clock because the seating there is very limited. And like I mentioned, Saturday is the Sunset Yard. Pretty soon we're going to be getting a Sunday night. I'm in the works of on a Friday. I mean, I'm out there spectating, making sure I'm getting the right places. So it's always good to make announcements, and it's always good to get the right partnerships in order to get these shows rolling. I've also got other projects. If you haven't done so, be sure to visit comedycalendar.com, especially if you're from out of town. Places like Tampa, Orlando, Georgia, New York, North Carolina, Vegas, Chicago. We got shows from all over the USA on comedycalendar.com. And I'm working with a brand new way to deliver content through there. I recently just made a video tour for Hilarity's Comedy Club in Cleveland. So go on the website, check out the blog, and give me some feedback. I'm always willing to get some feedback to kind of implement it and make the business grow. info@comedycalendar.com. One more project, comedycolony.com. I know, how many projects am I getting? I know it's a lot. I get it, but I got to do this, okay? This is my life's work. I decided to start a brand new project once I realized that if we networked as comedians, we can start getting some gigs. As a matter of fact, the March Madness competition is going to be through comedycolony.com. So the initial idea of Comedy Colony is a networking site for comedians to find gigs amongst ourselves and get more control of our comedy career. I'm a living testament about it. Make sure you become if you're a comedian listening in on this, make sure you become an independent comedian starting as early as possible, because I really am doubling down and believing that that is the future of the industry of stand-up comedy, being an independent performer. All right, guys, that's it for the Miami Comedy Podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'll see you on the next episode.